Tēnā koutou te whānau, this is the Māori Millionaire Disclaimer. For your information, this is not investing advice and it should not be taken as such. This is all general education for just general purposes. I'm here to help share my experiences and educate you guys as much as I can, but it is not financial advice, so please do not take it as such. Ngā mihi. Māori ore te whānau, welcome back to a new podcast episode. Ko te kahukura buentan tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu, ngai tūhui te whakatohia hoki. And this is the Māori Millionaire Podcast, all about personal finance, investing and entrepreneurship. I would say I'm really excited to be with you guys today, but for the first time ever, I'm not. I'm just kidding. But the reason why is because I actually recorded this podcast episode yesterday, but, you know, I stuffed up the recording. So my podcast editor said, girl, you got to re-record this. And I was like, oh, good gosh. But I've actually been starting a new morning routine where I wake up at 4 a.m., I go to the gym, and then I'm at work. I aim to be here by 6. Today I was a bit late and got here at 6:30, and that is so that I can do my mahi before I go into my traditional job, my normal day job. And the reason for this is that if you guys haven't listened to the other episode about why I got a job and everything, essentially I got a job because I need that consistent income so I can buy a house. Among other things, also, like, it's also quite lonely and boring at home by yourself working on a business. So I'm really thriving in that environment of, like, actually having to be around people, and it's quite rewarding to just be part of a team again and do those types of things and talk to people. And I've really been enjoying that. I think I've been there for a month now, and I'm loving it, really. Like, I'm so tired at the end of the day, but I'm so grateful and I'm so happy and I'm so fulfilled now. And that's something that I didn't have before, because I guess before, most of the stuff I was doing for Modding Millennium was just quite boring. Like, it does get boring just making TikToks all day. I'm kidding, that's not all I did. But yeah, it's been a bit of a journey recently, and one of my friends, you know, she messaged me and she was like, Kari, you're crazy. Why are you waking up at 4 a.m.? And I think what I said to her is I'm enjoying it, which I think right at that moment, I think it was true. But upon reflection, I think the reality is that I know what it takes to succeed and to have the life that I want to live. And it is not through being normal. And what I mean by that is that if you behave like the 99% of people, and what I mean by that is the average person, studies have shown that the average person has less than $1,000 saved. They have one source of income. Most people, or a lot of people, are overweight. Most people are working a job until they're 65, and even when they retire, they still don't have much money to retire. That's the normal, and I don't want that. And so I have to behave differently. I have to do more. I have to work harder. I have to work longer hours. I have to do more. And I am not scared. Well, I think, I do know it's going to be really, really hard. And I'm really only at the start of my financial journey still, even though I'm a couple of years in. But what I do know is that it is going to be so worth it at the end of this. And by the end of this, I don't even know what I'm talking about, because this is a lifelong journey of growing and learning and becoming better and becoming my best self in all areas of life, and with my health, with my wealth, with my whānau, with just all things. It's a lifelong journey, but I think that the hustle, I've committed myself to a really, really big year this year. And what I mean by that is I'm working part-time about 30 hours at the law firm. I'm still doing my work for Māori Millionaire, and I also have a different job also, which is quite casual and part-time, teaching people about money through a different business. But I think I've committed myself to a ginormous year, and I also have a very, very surprise thing coming out this year, which I am still working on, but I'm so excited for that to come out. So I've got like 1, 2, 3, plus my holder, which is like very time consuming. So 4 really quite big kaupapa going on this year. And I know it's going to be a crazy year, but I'm really willing to do that, and it's going to be interesting listening to this episode. I'm going to try and put this in my calendar to listen to this exact episode at the end of the year, because it'll be cool to see the change, or see if I've really pulled through, which I believe I can and I will, because this dream is so, it's just like all I think about now. is about building wealth and becoming stronger and becoming more mentally resilient and learning all the skills I need to be able to grow wealth. There's this concept that I learned from one of the finance creators I follow, and he was talking about ignorance debt. And ignorance debt is essentially the cost between how much you're making and $1 million. So if you're making 50K a year, the difference is 950K. It's costing you 950K a year to not know how to make $1 million. So I'm in that stage right now of paying off my ignorance debt. I'm learning, I'm growing new skills so that one day I can be making bank. And I know, like, you can't just get a golden pie without doing anything. And I think that's what most people fail to recognize. Like, a lot of people are like, oh my God, like, why are you able to buy a house? I'm not that I've bought a house, but in the process of buying a house or getting ready to buy a house. My goal is to buy a house this year. That is the dream. That's the goal. I'm quite ambitious with my goals, but I'm really, really hoping to buy a house this year. And I've got a plan to be able to achieve that. But, you know, most people are like, oh, why are you, how can you buy a house this year when you're 20 and like, it's so hard out there and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but I've been on this journey for a long time now. Not a long time. 2 years is not long. But I've been on this financial huarahi for a wee while now. And one thing that I've learned is that when you're consistent and you never give up and you keep going, eventually something good will happen. And it doesn't matter how long it takes, eventually something good will happen. If you stay consistent, if you keep going, if you keep trying, if you keep waking up every morning with just getting out of bed. Like this morning, my 4 a.m. alarm went off and I was like, for bleeping sake, I did not want to do it. I did not want to get up, but it went off and I was like, oh, got dreams to chase. So I got up. I almost fell back asleep actually, but my 4:05 alarm woke me up. Which is why I have a 4:05 alarm. So, you know, I get up. I felt like crap at the gym today. I went to the gym. I just was so nauseous. I don't know why. But I knew, push through it. Like, get over it, because eventually, and I'm not saying don't listen to your body. I'm saying it's important to listen to your body. But, like, I knew that I was just being a whingy little sookie lala that just didn't want to work out. So I knew I had to just push through, because I don't know, you know when you like kind of make yourself sick just because you don't want to do something? I think that's what was happening this morning, because I'm not sick, because I've since had a shower and then I've had some breakfast and I feel great. You know, like sometimes you just got to be your own grumpy person in your life. You know how when you're a kid, there's all these adults telling you what to do and it's like, don't do this, don't do that, keep going. You have to be that person when you become an adult, and it's really hard, but I actually find a lot of enjoyment in it now, because I'm quite a bossy person. I love telling other people what to do. And I've found I still get the same dopamine from telling myself what to do. I'm like, come on, go, like, stop it, cut it out. No, it's funny. But yeah, this is a wee little update. Sorry, I took 8 minutes to explain this. But today's episode is all about how to manage your ikura or your period and money. This has been a very well requested episode. And I think that it's a really interesting kaupapa to chat about, because obviously every wahine or most wahine will deal with this. And the common question I keep on getting is, oh my gosh, when I get my period, my cravings just go out of this world. And then I end up spending money on takeaways, or I end up buying chocolate or whatever it is. How can I better plan for this or better prepare for this? And initially I was thinking, I'm not sure if I want to record an episode on this, because like, I'm not a doctor and I don't want anyone to, I think that, you know. But what I decided was, let's start with my first tip, which is to make sure you speak with your doctor if you have any unusual symptoms to get these checked out. And the reason I say that is because since I was 14 years old, I struggled with terrible period pains, and at the worst point of it, for 3.5 weeks of every single month, I was in constant agony and it was so painful. It was so exhausting. I missed a lot of work because of it. I struggled a lot, and I wouldn't wish that pain upon anyone. I ended up getting diagnosed with endometriosis, but my point is that once you get a diagnosis, doctors or specialists can help you for a pathway forward. And so I would really recommend that if you think that you have anything serious going on, or maybe if you just need a checkup, then please make sure to speak to your doctor, because they will be able to help you the best way. But if you've just got, you know, normal PMS symptoms, you're just a little bit moody, you just need a little bit of kai kais, then the rest of the tips might help you. The second tip that I have is that studies have shown that by moving, like doing aerobic activities like walking or like cardio, even if it's like 20 or 30 minutes a day, this can really help reduce your PMS symptoms. So this can increase your mood, which might help to offset some of those PMS cravings you get. I know that when I am during that time and I go on a walk, like sometimes before I'm like, I just need like an ice cream or a chocolate, and then I go on a walk and then I'm like, oh, beautiful, might have a smoothie now, you know? So I would really recommend giving it a go. If you can, try going on a little walkie walk, going on a little, maybe even do some yoga, and post it on your Instagram story, Millionaire's Move, at Moldy Millionaire with an underscore. But number three, my third tip is that maybe it is important to just add a section to your budget specifically for this time. I know that I have planned for that, or maybe when I go grocery shopping, I kind of just buy something, because I know that when it's that time of the month, it sucks and all you want is something yummy. So if you plan for it, I would say you can also plan for how much you're going to get, because I know when I buy it, like when I'm moody, when I've got my period, I just want to buy everything in the store. And honestly, if you catch me in Foursquare, my hands are probably full. But I know if I plan for it and I go, okay, during this time, I'm going to need something yummy, so I'll buy like a healthy treat, right? And then I'll just hide it for myself so I don't eat it when I don't have my period. So you buy your healthy treat, and then when you've got it, you just got to keep telling yourself all day, like, I will benefit from eating this healthy treat in the long run. Because I also find that if you have those cravings and you feel like chocolate and chippies and stuff, you don't feel great afterwards. It's like the opposite of going for a workout. Like, you know, you go for a workout, you feel great afterwards. You feel like chippies and stuff, you eat them, you don't feel great afterwards. I don't know about you guys, but I don't. I feel sluggish. I feel like a loser. I'm just like, no, why did I do that? But yeah, I would really recommend just creating a plan for it. So one thing that I've been eating are these things. I think they're called froze balls, but they're these little balls from the supermarket, and they have these protein ones, and you're like, I'll have five in a serving, and I think it's like 200, 300 calories or something. But OMG, they are absolutely delicious. Love them. Those have helped me a lot, and I think they're like $6 for a little packet, which I think only has like two or three servings in it, so bit rip off, but you know, it's an important time of the month. Okay, number four, this one's important, and also preface, not a doctor, all right, but I want to encourage you to inquire whether or not you're getting all of your vitamins and your minerals in. I know that for me, obviously this isn't for everyone, I know that for me, my period symptoms are much worse if I'm not taking magnesium. And I think maybe I have magnesium deficiency, I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff. All right, all I know is magnesium helps with like your mood and balancing it out, and like muscle cramps and stuff like that. Period cramps helps. So I would really recommend looking into that. I'm not telling you to have magnesium, all right? Nobody sue me. I'm telling you that just check. Are you getting all your vitamins and minerals in? Because that could play a part into, you know, being a bit sporadic and having a little bit of a splurge during this time. Number five is do not be too hard on yourself. Honestly, girl, like, this is a hard time of the month. It is difficult. It is, I think that it is quite debilitating. And I think that most men don't understand what we have to go through, like, on a monthly basis. I think that there are some wahine who don't understand what women with, like, diseases or uterus problems and stuff go through. Like, the ones that get normal periods, like, the ones that aren't, like, that sore. I think there's a lot of people in this world who do not understand how hard it is to, like, be on the bad end of getting your period. I know some people, well, some women don't really, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, a few days bleeding. But I know that it's tough, as it's really hard. And what I want to say is, please don't be too hard on yourself, because this is an important time of the month, you know. We all know the purpose of the period. So you're a woman and you are, like, literally in this moment, clearing yourself of the opportunity to be a mother. And I think that is, like, a really amazing gift. So don't be too hard on yourself. But bear in mind, this is also part of the same little tip. Bear in mind that you will probably have to deal with these problems that you're dealing with right now for the rest of your life. If not the rest of your life, for a few more decades, I don't know how old you are, for a few decades to come. So finding coping strategies as early as possible is key. So if you know that during this time you're more likely to spend more money on, and I've actually been thinking, just as I've been recording this episode, that I've been talking this whole time about, like, splurging on Kai, but I didn't actually take the moment to consider that maybe I'm the only one that does that. Maybe you guys were talking about, like, shopping, but no one really, I just was thinking. I think most people that messaged me about this podcast were saying Kai, but if it's shopping that you are dealing with, like splurging on shopping, my tip there would be, if you can, budget for, like, give yourself a little budget, whether it's, I don't know, $10, you can't even buy much for $10. Try op shopping, that's a good idea. Yeah, but basically what I wanted to say was, you're probably gonna have to deal with this for a long time, so learn some good coping strategies. Yeah, if you want to spend a few dollars on chocolate, then just plan for it. That's my best tip. But yeah, just to run through the tips that I shared, number one is to make sure you speak to your doctor, make sure if you have any unusual symptoms, get these checked out. Number two, studies have shown that moving, things like aerobic activity, like walking or like cardio, can really help during this time. Number three, maybe add a section to your budget specifically for this time of the month. Number four is to make sure you're getting all your vitamins and minerals in. Number five, don't be too hard on yourself, but also understand that you'll most likely be dealing with this most months, not every month. I will take that back, because maybe you want to have a baby and then that's 9 months where you don't have to. You just have to deal with something else. But anyways, you're going to have to deal with this for a long time. So working on coping strategies now is a great idea. But that was today's podcast episode. I really, really hope that this podcast gets to be aired and that it is not mucked up like the last one was. And hopefully that comes true. Sometimes my dreams don't come true, but I'm hoping that this one does. Yeah, that was today's podcast episode, Ete Whanau. I'm so grateful for you all. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, it would mean the world to me if you could share it on your story and tag me. And this is how we can get the Māori Millionaire podcast to spread like wildfire, so we can have heaps of Māori millionaires. Imagine that. Imagine a world where we could just, you know how like National and ACT and stuff, they all get paid by their supporters. Like, their supporters will, like, just put like $1 million, or I don't know if it's $1 million, sorry, don't quote me on that, but they've put like hundreds of thousands of dollars into these political parties. Imagine if we were all Māori millionaires, and then we could, I'm not saying which party, okay, but imagine if we could all donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to the parties we want, and we could just live an amazing life. Tino ranga tira tanga hard. That's my desire. Yeah, anyway, if anyone thinks that that's a cool idea too, hit me up, send me a message, and let's figure out a plan and a strategy of how we can do this. Yeah, anyways, thank you so much for listening to this today's episode. I'll catch you next week on a new podcast episode. Ngā mihi, te whānau, ka kite. Thank you so much for listening to a new podcast episode. Today I have a very special announcement also that I wanted to share with you guys, and that is that I am an educator for Goldie. Goldie is a new investment platform that's just hit the markets in Aotearoa, New Zealand, And I'm so excited to be an educator slash consultant for them, because I truly believe that this is an exciting new method or way that they're kind of approaching this. And one of those things is that they are so here to tautoko Māori millionaire. And I've met with the founders and I've spoken to them, and I feel it. I feel that they want Māori millionaire to succeed, and they want whānau Māori to learn more about investing, entrepreneurship, and personal finances, which is why they got in touch with me. So I wanted to share our code that we have, which is MMXGoldie, and the link to sign up to Goldie is in the description below. But if you use this code, you can get $20 in your investing account, which allows you to buy approximately 2 shares of gold. So each share is approximately $10, but it goes up and down depending on the market. But I have a lot more information coming out about investing in gold specifically, which I want you to keep your eyes peeled for. But for now, just sign up, make your account, and stay tuned for that information. For now, that's us today. I hope you all have a fantastic day. If you have any questions, any pata, any comments, feedback on the podcast, then please just send me an email or send me a DM. tekahukura@mauriMillionaire.com is my email, or just send me a message on Instagram. Ngā mihi nui e te whānau, ka kite.